Speaking of rock and roll, and Stacey Williams is here in the house from the York County Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you guys made it through yesterday. We were talking yesterday. The main library was closed. You got all your ducks in a row and fire back up, ready, opened up to go today.
Yes, all of our other locations are open today, and today we have staff and service training for our Clover location. So don't go to Clover today.
Come to Rock Hill.
Yeah, come to Rock Hill or any of our other locations.
So what happens during a staff in service? Is it like I compared it yesterday. I was like, this is like a teacher work day, or what's going on?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of stuff. Like, you know, we have some required trainings. Mm-hmm. We went over some of our job descriptions yesterday just to see what's outdated or what mm-hmm. needs to be, anything you may have been working on that needs to be added. So we did some of that yesterday. We also had some of our consultants come in for our strategic planning that we're undergoing right now. And, you know, just some inside housekeeping things that we can't get done during the weekday when we have customers in, you know, pulling holds, checking the book drop, getting things checked back in. So a lot of good stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
Stacey, some other dates coming up, one tomorrow and then, of course, around the Labor Day weekend affecting closures at some of the branches.
Yes, York Public Library will be closed tomorrow, Saturday, August 22nd, for the annual city Summerfest mm-hmm. festival. So that location will be closed. You know, it's going to be a lot of people downtown, and that space is usually used for parking. So we just happen to close that day, our location there.
And then also Labor Day, all locations are closed Saturday through Monday, correct?
Yes, we're going to be closed for Labor Day weekend.
So can I go to the library starting Saturday the 5th, of course, Sunday, and then Monday, September the 7th. Now, school has started back. What are some things that folks can take advantage of at the York County Libraries now that school's back in session?
Well, we have so many really great resources, and it's all free with your library card. So if you need homework help or online tutoring, we have services such as BrainFuse. If you if you're learning French or Mandarin or Spanish, we have resources online that are virtual and available 24/7, such as Mango Languages, Little Pim, and Lope for Kids. So all of these services help you keep track with learning a new language, and there's activities, there's listening activities. So all of that's free with your library card. And that's not even to list everything. We have so many things online.
Well, it's been a while since I've been in the library. I used to come for programs when my kids were younger, but I went recently just to finish up a paper, and I didn't know y'all had those rooms upstairs where you can rent like for 2-hour blocks, and there it was quiet, and it was just like a personal space in there. Like, I did not know those existed. I feel like people in Rock Hill would definitely take advantage of that.
Yes, that's actually one of our new additions to the library. Okay. While we were closed for the electrical upgrade, we actually installed the study room, so we have six new study rooms upstairs. First come, first serve. You walk into the reference desk upstairs, and you can reserve it for up to 2 hours.
So you could have it for 2 hours at a time, just a private study room.
And if there's no wait or hold for the room, you can ask for an additional hours if there's, you know, one else waiting. But, I mean, there's a table, four chairs, electrical outlets, and you have a private space to work on your laptop or make a quick Zoom call, things like that.
So, but I mean, like group, could you have like three or four get together, group meeting type stuff?
We have people that come in and do some, you know, tutoring for children.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
Different things. And, you know, we don't ask you what you're doing, but we hope that you're using this space to either study or do something for work or, you know, like I said, make a private Zoom call or if you have a meeting or even if you need a quiet space to write a paper. So a lot of people are using the spaces, and that is one of our new additions to the library.
So how can folks reserve that?
It's first come, first serve. Okay. All you do is come in upstairs, and one of our reference librarians will reserve that room for you up to 2 hours.
But I had to take a huge chunk that day, so I was there for 6 hours, and they were so great. They would just come in every 2 hours with the timer, and they're like, nobody else is in line. Do you need more time?
That's
like,
all. Yes, that is that simple. You can't really call ahead or reserve it like that yet, but it's just a first come, first serve. So if you need a quiet space, we have some new study rooms.
Perfect.
Now, I know you guys are looking to fill some new positions.
Oh, yeah. We actually have 4 positions open right now at the library. I'm actually looking for a marketing assistant, but my job listing for assistant for marketing actually closes today. But we're looking for a branch manager for Clover, and then we're looking for a technical services manager and a technical services assistant. So if you know anyone that is interested in working at the library, they have maybe either a library degree or some type of experience working in the library system, or with children, please encourage them to apply. Applications are online on our website under the employment tab, and then you can either email or, you know, personally drop off your application. So
that's awesome. Is the library a state agency? I should know that. Is it? Or is it through the county?
No,
I mean, it's your county library, but.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. We have county funding.
Gotcha.
And, yeah.
But you do receive with, if you work at the library, you do receive benefits in the South Carolina Retirement System.
Yes, so we are a part of the South Carolina
The beauty is it is a government job. So for folks looking out there, you get the benefits package, participation in the South Carolina Retirement System, comprehensive medical benefits, including dental and vision, vacation, sick leave, 11 paid holidays, and 3 optional days and floating holidays.
Yeah. So your assistant role is full-time?
It's actually part-time. That's a part-time position. Received several applications so far, so hopefully I'll hire someone soon. But again, we're always, you know, people either, we have one lady retiring. She's been with the library over 50 years. We're having a celebration with her in a few weeks. So her position is available now. But, you know, everyone comes in different phases, but a lot of our staff have been there for quite some time.
Yeah, sounds like it. There's a loyalty.
So those are available. Again, if you just go to the yclibrary.org, you can find that employment there as well. Easy to find that. Also, we got it coming up. It seems this day, the date flies on top of us every year. The 25th Annual Patchwork Tales Storytelling Festival.
Yes, so just save the date for that. We're going to be at the historic White Home again this year. It's our National Day of Storytelling, so we'll have several storytellers there. We'll have the Poet Laureate for the city. Mm-hmm. Carlo Dawson will MC again this year. We'll have Kamani Gilliam, the Youth Poet Laureate, there. We'll have our teen artwork contestants there for a reception. Caricature painting, the South Carolina Dew System will be there with an interactive display.
Hands-on. Acrobatic dog shows, too, I saw.
Acrobatic dynamo dogs will be there.
What?
So this is new this year. And it's a free event. So if you're looking for something to do Saturday, September 19th, bring the family out. It's going to be a really great time. It's from 10:30 to 5 p.m. that day. That's coming up in September.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the acrobatic dog show.
Yeah.
I was like, let's go.
That's new for this year. So last year we had the live action, you know, the animated dogs.
Okay.
Not dogs, but the dinosaur display.
Oh,
and that was really popular.
I did not know acrobatic dogs were a thing. But there was like a whole show.
Oh, it's legit.
Oh, it sounds legit. It sounds like we need to go on September 19th.
September 19th. Okay. For all these details, what's the best place for people to get information about the library?
Visit us online. We're also on social media, Instagram and Facebook.